Die groot trek saam Dopie en Nina, weksdag tussen 3 en 6.
Lekker om hierdie twee saam met ons te verwelkom in die ateljee. Wie sy nou gedink het, dit sou die nuus gewees het op almal se lippe.
Die duifies.
Die duifies, die gekoerery is plentiful.
Ja.
Art Matthews en Tanya van Graan. Hallo julle.
Hallo, gaan julle?
Jy's fantasties hoor. Welkom hier so by ons by die Groot FM ateljees.
Baie dankie.
En het is regtig lekker om julle hier te hê. Nou, so baie goed waaroor ons moet praat met beide van julle, want kyk, busy bodies, die is julle al twee, nê?
Ja.
Ja.
Waar, hoe, kom ons begin by die begin nie.
Waar, hoe ja. En hoekom?
Okay. Vertel ons
wat
nou,
is die rede?
Vertel ja. ons nou van waar hierdie liefde ontstaan. Wie het vir wie eerste gesê, hoor jy's cute?
Wel, ek is die man, so ek het die manlike ding gedoen.
Ja.
En ek was eerste.
Het julle mekaar gesien by event of het jy in die DMs ingeglyd?
Ek het nog nooit, enigszins een show ooit gekyk. Ooit nie, en hy het nie my naam geken nie. Rare!
Ek het nie, ja. Ja.
Ek sal die story vertel. Ok, vertel ons asjeblief, ek het last stories.
Ok, so een vriend het my laat Summertide kyk vir die eerste keer, die ja. Mnet series, die hit series op ja. Summertide. Ja. To begin kyk, want het we praat van die see af, en it's very well done, ja, maar ek gaan Engels praat
ook.
Ja.
Maar duimal, it's so well shot, it's a beautiful production.
Yes.
And to kyk ek maar, en ja, dis ok, en toe is daar episode 12. Wat begin.
Toe stap Charlie in.
Toe hierdie gesig en toe Charlie op die beeld
ja.
appears for the first time. I'm like, okay.
Wie is hierdie warm kat?
Wat gaan nou hier aan?
Ja.
And it was a little bit later that I was speaking to my director because I had another single, that's what we do as yeah. musicians, with batteries in our guitars all the time. And I was speaking to him. And we're talking about having a woman a part of it, well, a lead part, and I just said, phew, there's only one face that comes to mind. But as I was talking to him in the meeting, I said, I don't even know her name. I just know that that's yeah. the only face and actress that I've seen that is just absolute quality in my mind. And at the time, it was completely out of my league and reach, completely as confident yeah. as I am in my life. I was like, yes, you die, so like, nooit kan met praat nie, weet. And so I had to, I IMDb'd her, and I was like, Tanya van Graan, yes, okay, cool. And then I did make the first move. Tanya will also tell you that a mutual friend of hers who she was starring with
yeah.
told her, okay, why don't you tell that story? Yeah. That's a good part. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you can tell the part when you reached out to me.
Yeah, so eventually I plucked up the courage because she was doing the rap party for the show and she was dressed as a pirate on her story. I did do the follow. I followed.
The story, very closely.
I first followed her, which I was like, oh, I hope it's not too creepy. But, and I did it. And then she was wearing a pirate costume at the rap party and I am a pirate actually, and I just said, I've really been enjoying the series. I was like, I think that's PC enough, that's not too creepy. And dankie toch, it's my sy my gevolg en reply.
En toe, ja, wel, hoe lach ek nou? Nee, toe ek op Summertide was, het Ivan Zimmerman, wat goeie vriende is met Art, het gemention dat Art fan is van Summertide, en ek was like, oh. Interessant. Ek meen, ek smal oor sy muziek, maar dit was in my achterkop gewees. En toe ons gerap het, toe sien ek twee dae later of een dag later, dat hy my volg. En gewoonlik gaan ek jou nie net terug, ek kan nie omgee nie. Maar omdat hy genoem het, dat hy een fan is van Summertide, en ook dat hy oor die Atlantiese oceaan geseil het, en hy is oor Ocean Conservation, toe dacht ek, okay, fine. Ja. Ek sal met jou praat. En toe begin ons gesels, en hy het my gevra oor die muziekvideo, en ek het gesê, hoekom nie, ek het twee vir Prime Circle gedoen, ek kan net sowel een vir jou doen.
The least you
oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I did two for Prime. I'll do one for you.
Awkward.
But it's hard.
I did two for free for Prime, but for you I'll do half price.
Is what nie waar nie.
Yes, maar toe werk het...
In die
tijd. Toe sê jy nou in die music video.
Yeah.
Wow, die story gaan aan.
Dit is baie interessant, want the music video was like just an idea. It was a scripted thing where you would there would be an actress and there would be me, but it was just this weird concept.
Playing as a couple.
Playing as a couple, but we had never, and by the time we got to shooting the video, it was very soon into it, but we were already actually a full-blown couple. And by the time we shot the video, it was this weird concept with me in a hazmat suit and apocalyptic and all, and her crying and missing me. We watched the footage. It was beautifully shot. Well done.
Yeah.
But we just looked at it and said, that's actually not us, so we can't.
Yeah, because we were acting, and now we were living, was it the right thing?
Yeah.
So yeah, to say, for the video, to be basically candid.
Yeah.
En toe dink ons het, ek dink volgende gaan ons 'n video doen. Ek weet nie wat dit gaan wees nie, maar dit gaan net ek en hy wees.
Ek dink julle moet swem in die oseaan of iets.
Dit gaan
nog. Daai gaan gebeur. Ja, 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 natuurlik.
Ja, ja, toe begin hierdie liedjie.
En toe wag ons vir 'n rede.
Ja.
Oh! Selfless plug dance. Hoor hierso, ek verstaan net, my brein kan nie lekker comprehend nie. Ek weet jy is 'n bietjie van 'n free spirit aard, maar man, Die dame langs jou, jou dame, was al op elke liewe tydskrif in die land waarin jy kan dink. Are you living under a rock,
dis
my friend?
Dis wat ek soveel waardering het
dis,
voor.
Dis seker nee, hoekom dit is, het vir jou so lekker was, want hier is hierdie dude wat nie weet. O, Tanya van Gaal.
Wel, selfde vir my, ek is nie 'n groepie nie, ek was nog nooit by 'n live show van hom gewees nie.
Maar nou aan die ander kant, wat is fout met jou?
ja, nee, ja, precies.
Like, honestly.
Ek is net
maar wat is perfect van al twee van ons, eindelijk.
Ja,
so,
dis so,
wees my dat sy was nie 'n groepie nie, en ek was nie
Jy
was
ook
nie groepie nie. I've never, really, whether people believe it or not, I've never been that guy who looks at the magazines and covers. Mm. Believe it or not, I just haven't. And so I'm glad that it worked out in my favor, that I hadn't been
It's a rare find in this industry when you meet somebody that actually doesn't know you or doesn't know what your background is, and you can actually just meet each other as normal people.
Yeah.
So jylle was nou baie lucky, jylle
twee. Ja, dit was maar net soos twee siele wat mekaar ontmoet het en that's all it felt like.
It's amazing.
Ach, ons is so blij, jylle tjylle love story met ons gedeel. Ons is nou
love stories.
Nou weer terug met hierdie twee lovebirds. Lekker bietjie international fame. So op 'n donderdagmiddag kom dan nie. Luister maar, ons het nou so bietjie gepraat oor al die goedjies waarmee jy jouself besig hou en ons het so van die lig af ook gechat oor 'n paar lekker goedjies. Maar hoe gaan dit met die TV show nou?
Nee, dis nou klaar.
Nee, sometimes.
Maar jy?
Nee.
Is jy nie klaar?
Nee. Ek is tot die einde.
Ek
mag nie veel weggeen nie.
Maar wat was die rap body dan?
O nee, die rap is vir wanneer ons klaar geskiet het. So die show het geskiet vir die jaar van laas jaar Julie af tot hierdie jaar einde Julie.
Toe rus julle.
Nou is die produksie klaar. Maar ons het die produksie het begin Januarie se kant en het wys tot Januarie se kant.
O, okay, so julle is net klaar
geskiet. Ja, nee. Baie drama.
Jy weet mos hoe se Cape Townians, hulle soek enige rede vir 'n
party.
Nee, want dit was tot sien sê aan die produksie.
Sy vry nog aan mans op die
skerm.
Nee. Hulle moet alles verander.
Maar ja, ek het ook nou net klaar aan 'n film geskiet in die kamp, so ek is besig.
Maar mag jy al sê wat hy is?
Die film se naam is Muzzle City of Wolves, Amerikaanse fliek saam met Aaron Eckhart.
Aaron Eckhart is 'n groot naam, it's a big deal. She's very humble.
Okay, maar kom ons clear net gou daai op vinnig. Is dit nou okies? Want obviously Tanya's actress.
Oor daai deel, excuse julle. Ek is al
hy het nou die grap gemaak oor die gesoen en hy op die TV.
Ja.
Is it uncomfortable but like honest opinion?
Meneer Rautenbach, ek kom vir jou bra. Nee, ek
weet nie wat die probleem is. Frank is so nice guy.
Ja,
ek verstaan jy. So dit maak dit nou moeilik. En jy
weet hy geskiet ons, ek het hom nie geken toe ek
geskiet. Ja, maar jy soen hom nog steeds.
Ja, maar jy.
Okay.
Maar sy gaan nou nog ander mans ook moet soen en nog career
nee, dis nie die kontrak nie. Nee.
Dis ook my wil hy ek moet sing.
Ja, career change.
Ja, dis al cool. Ek weet dit is professioneel.
Ja.
En sy is so cool.
Maar jy nou een clause en jylle nou contract geteken wat jy ook nou van die groepies by die show ook daarom mag soen op die mond.
Dis nie dieselfde ding nie,
ne? Ja, ga jy soek van
hy word nie betaal om hulle te soen nie.
Dis nie die storyline.
Net omdat ons moet soen bedoel nie, dit geniet dit nie. Okay, geloof my, dis
ek weet, dis moeilik vir my ook.
Dis baie technisch. Dis baie technisch, mens dink aan wat technisch moet gebeur, jy dink eers aan die soen nie.
Nee, kyk, dit is nie, dit is nie altyd maklik op producties, nie, ek moet sê. En enige situasie op film, mens weet nooit wat behind the scenes aangaan nie en ja.
Hoorie, en gedurende lockdown, ek meen, ek het so gelag vir jou, Art, daar bo op jou rooftop in die parties en skreef vir die bure en maak tunes en like fans wat gehelp skryf
het. Was die parties nie, Brad, was lockdown en sure, so party gelyk.
Sure. Die een ding wat ons allemaal achtergekom het in lockdown, ons allemaal het een skelm dealer wat ons eindelijk ken, die ou wat jy die minste verwag het, die meeste verversings by sy huis nog gehad, nie?
Ja.
Of net was bereid om te ry.
Ja.
Om aan te skaf.
Maar daai was 'n interesting tyd gewees en obviously jy ons is dankbaar vir mense soos jou want nou sit jy by die huis, kan nêrens heen gaan nie. En luckily you found a way to not only entertain us but to kind of give us a little bit of a breakaway from the reality. Was dit ook hoe jy jouself net klein bietjie sein gehou het by die huis?
Ja, well I mean it was such a long period of boredom and people going a bit nuts. We're all doing what we could, making the pineapple beer and the banana bread, and eventually when you've made so much of it, I just woke up one morning and was like, hang on a bit. I might have the best stage in the world directly above my head. And it turns out I did. And then it also starts making you think about your carbon
footprint.
And I go, you know, I fly away from here almost every weekend to go and play on stages when I've got the very best one here. So it made me think about all those things. And if you look back at the footage and, you know, the roof, I mean, it's 360-degree views of all of Cape Town. It truly is the best stage
super badass
that I've been on. So it made you think all those things, and it was just one of those fortunate things that I just followed through on something that I didn't think anything of or that it would even work. I was just like, I'm bored, and I'm a little bit of a rebel. I'm going to let me put my big speakers on the roof and wake all these oaks up, you know.
Het jou bure nie kom klaar nie? Hoe gereeld was die polisie by jou huis?
Nee. So I did four of them, and obviously there's always got to be one, right? There was And they went through the pain to actually open their own domain, and it was called grumpy@yourneighbor.net.
Oh, wow.
And they said, during this time of grieving and while we're trying to recover, we'd appreciate it if we wouldn't make such a noise. And I was like, first of all, ma'am, it was 5 o'clock. There was a lot of streams that uplifted a lot of people's lives.
Exactly.
Actually, you know what? I didn't actually answer, because that's something you don't even answer. I didn't even respond to the emails. Like, the one and the amount of thanks that I got for it, for uplifting spirits from all around the world. Mm. I was like, I'm not going to let at Grumpy Neighbor get me down here. Jammer. Jammer
well,
for jou.
Een van die upliftingste goeders, funny enough, was vir my nie, ons het al oor gepraat net voordat jy ingekom het, was jou muziek gewees back in the day, some Just Ginger, toe ek op campus was. Dit is so'n groot deel van ons studentenstory. En een van die songs is Shallow Waters. En ek meen, ek het nog nie die kans gehad om dit in persoon te sê nie. But now we have you here, sir. Kan ons jou vra om dit vir ons te doen?
100%. Hoe kom nie, it's such an honor for me. People do ask if you get tired of singing these songs.
Yes.
And my answer is always, I've seen what other jobs look like. And I've also, do you know what I mean? And it's just the greatest honor every single time. So the fact that it means so much to people, and in particular expats, and it's related to heartache, it's related to meeting someone, finding someone. So without any further ado.
Tanya, can you lyrics?
Nee.
Okay.
Nee, ken jou planne, ken jou planne.
Ek wou al backing vocals gesit het, daar so.
Ek ken jou.
She's beautiful backing looks.
Nee.
Kan jy daai hoor?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, ek kan nie. Nee, maar nie word hier genoeg.
Tomorrow, and I don't know why. There's something that's not right with my soul. I have no goal. I have no goal. I'm leaving shallow waters. I'm leaving all my dreams of you. I can't go on. I want to run away. I think I'll go today. tomorrow. Well, it won't help me at all. It won't help me at all. Oh, now there's something that I told you and you don't know. That it's true. Oh, that it's true now. I'm leaving shallow waters. I'm leaving all my dreams of you. I can't go on. I want to run away. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm leaving shallow waters. All my dreams of you, and I can't go on. I'm leaving shallow waters now.
Oh.
Wow.
Hoender, vlees,
mooi.
Dames en heren,
wow.
Art Matthews, Shallow Water.
Kijk, ek raak nooit gewinne aan nie, by the way.
Goedie, jy was letterlik weggevoer, soos ons.
Ek is oorweldig. Somtijds vergeet ek, omdat soos ek sê het, ons het mekaar ontmoet soos twee siele, en somtijds sing hy langs my, en dan gaan ek so, oei, jyne, dis Art Matthews. Jy het raarig een van die mooiste stemme wat ek al ooit
gesien.
Ja, so soulful. Oh, wow.
Stunning, dude.
Ja, dankie, baie dank.
My Year Made.
Ja.
By verre my favorite acoustic live version van iets. Ja, man, ek vat morgen af, ek vat vanavond keier, hoor wat ek vir jou sê. Nie die situasie in die atelier vandag met Tanya van der Graan en Art Matthews nie, hulle is all about mekaar, man. Ek het lanklaas sulke duifies gesien wat so hardcore hier so in die atelier soos die tweekies.
Ons het toch nooit duifies, ons het al een of twee keer, ons het van Heinz en Alette gehad.
Hulle koer nog
so bieke.
Ja, maar hierdie tweekies. Ja. Maar is goed. Never let that spark die. Ons is baie pro love en baie pro relationships en sulke type gekies. So ons hou van wat ons sien. Luister so, kom ons praat gou 'n bietjie. Jy het 'n baie interessante song geskryf toe jy nou op jou skip was, op jou pirate ship.
Ja, well, I mean, having spent so much time at sea, I was able to see actually the impact that this plastic pollution is having on our oceans. It really, it's
horrible.
It is so sad. Mm. And I know climate activists and there's a lot of things and there's the do this. But I'm telling
but
you now.
But that's the reality and you saw it.
But I'm telling you that out of all our problems,
yeah.
If we don't sort this plastic thing out now and we suffocate our oceans,
yeah.
It doesn't matter what we're trying to save. And we try and save the panda and try and save the rhino. All of that will be gone once we lose the oceans. So I'm not saying that they aren't important. They are, but we are busy suffocating our oceans. And that the oceans give us life. Without the oceans, we're dead.
Yeah.
Which is what the tagline in the song actually says. If when the oceans die, we can say goodbye. Yeah. That is that's just a fact.
And this is the first song that he has sent me to chat. And this is the great deal that I wanted to talk about was... Wow, iemand anders wat ook conscious is oor die see en
want jy love die see.
Ja,
met jou free diving. Dit is incredible.
Wat ek love van hierdie liedjie ook is dit sê tell everyone and I think elke iemand kan iets anders vertel van die see. Mm. Baie mense kan you highlight apply it in a different way, be it plastic of dit of vir die haie. Vir my was dit ek is vir alles, maar ek het gedink, wat kan ek doen in my klein, hoeveelheid wat ek met my sociale platforms was, ek wil net mense wys hoe dit actually onder water lyk, die mooi deel, want soms jy wil nie altyd die lelike deel sien, want daar is soveel op sosiale media en jy wil net scroll, basically verby gaan. So as ek jou kan wys hoe ongelooflik dit is om onder water te wees, dan gaan jy sê, jy nou, ek wil ook vrydyk, hoe kan ek dit doen en het, ek stel belang daan, dan sien jy wat ek sien en dan raak jy lief daarvoor.
Absolutely.
En dan gee om oor die plaas. So ons allemaal vertel een story.
Allemaal net een ander angle.
Ek denk een mens raak eers rarig bewus van hoe groot die situasie is wanneer jy nie meer teen die land rondry met jou boot nie. Want daar sien jy pollution soos wat die riviere in die oceane inloop. But when you're like 25 or 30 nautical miles into the ocean, and there's a plastic
island.
Bag drifting
not
past.
Not a bag. There's plastic islands.
Dan kom jy achter, like, rarig. En dan is daar nog steeds mense wat daar buiten is, en hulle wil net nie besef dat climate change en global warming is 'n ding.
Yeah.
As gevolg van mense en wat ons doen. Hey.
Yeah.
En dan wil hulle weet, jy weet, ons seisoene het verander, ons kry minder reën, dan kry ons meer reën, dit raak warmer, dit raak kouer. Why? Well, jy verstaan, al hierdie type goed soos wat jy nou sê, it's a reality.
Yeah.
En ons moet regtig tyd maak daarvoor en meer conscious wees van ons besluit.
You know, sadly, it does also, it affects the education level of certain nations, you know, because it's so hard to tell someone who has nothing, you know, to tell them about the plight of the oceans.
Yes.
You know, it really, you always understand, us as South Africans really are able to understand why certain things happen, as heinous as they are. So it's an education thing, which is why the song's called Tell Everyone. Just tell everyone. And as Tanya does so beautifully on her Instagram with her friend Shamir, just if people can just see what's under there, they introduced me. I mean, I've freed up before, but like around my boat to clean the hull and things like that. And for them to show me, there's a whole world under there. It's a whole world. If you think you're going through stress or depression, there's one way you want to clear your mind, first of all, get in the cold water. It's really good. Don't be scared of the cold. It's the best thing in the world. We swim almost daily in Cape Town in 10 degree water and we love it. But what Tanya has showed me and shown the world, you know, on a profile and stuff like that, there is an entire world. And once you realize that it's a whole another universe down there, you go, I could never think of throwing any pollution into the ocean at all. So it's so beautiful what she does.
Thank you.
Well, would you mind playing the song first?
Yeah, it's been a minute, but let's check it out.
Yeah, kom ons hoor waaroor dit gaan.
Okay.
I'm excited very much.
I've been hacked off lately, cause evidently maybe we're about to make a big mistake. I'm not talking about that pointless war or our cracked up leaders. No, this time we've gone a bit too far. Whether I'm wrong, whether I'm right, I say we all present our arms tonight. Cause I don't wanna die without saying that I try to tell the world that ignorance, it's no excuse this time. Find a way to tell everyone. If we don't, what will we become? Say it loud and clear. If we cherish all that we hold, dearie me, take a look at the sea. It's losing life on us like never before. Now, I don't know if you've been noticing, but the shores are dirty. Don't know if we can take much more. If we don't change how we feed or take control of our greed, we'll all be sipping through a dirty straw. But we don't have long, cause I know I'm right. I say we all present our arms tonight, cause I don't wanna die without saying that I try to tell the world that if the oceans die, well, we can say goodbye. Find a way to tell everyone. If we don't, what will we become? Say it loud and clear. If we cherish all that we hold, dear, dearie me, if we cherish all that we hold, the waterfalls, the river runs, the crying eyes, so overcome, just wash away and hold your breath. We're crying out loud till there's nothing left, nothing left, nothing left, nothing left, nothing left. Find a way to tell everyone. If we don't, what will we become? Say it loud and clear. If
we cherish all that we hold dear. Find a way to tell everyone. If we don't, what will we become? Say it loud and clear. If we cherish all that we hold dear. Oh no, if we cherish all that we hold.
Wow.
Yay, Odd Matthews.
The WhatsApp line
jammer,
is going crazy.
Af. We're cool.
Ek wil 'n jammer next day. En ek wou skree, "Jou volume
maar." Ek's jammer my pella, maar ek het dit hierdie mikrofoon gekom.
Ja, ek het alles probeer, maar
you,
when you have a voice like that, who needs another instrument? Because you've got the main instrument right
thank
there,
you,
right?
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Jo, iemand sê geil nice snot en trane. Beautiful. Very, that's amazing.
Wil ons gaan nou 'n bietjie verder gesels.
Die nuwe enkelsnit met ons ook nog by
ja, oh, ja see, dis is hoekom ons hier is. Moet nie worry.
Ja.
Kan nie wag oor dit nie.
Maar ons het nog lekker tyd.
The oceans might die, but love will never die.
Wat 'n lekker kuier nou op 'n donderdag. Ek sê nou van die liggaam vir hierdie tweeetjies. Hulle maak dat ek wil partytjie, man. Hulle persoonlikhede is swaan steeklik. Maar toe sê Tanya vir my, jy wil definitief die partytjie saam, ons is nie, anders gaan jy alles vergeet. En hulle maak net memories blykbaar.
Ek sê jy kan nie te veel alcohol in jy. Jy nodig nie om ons nie.
Okay, want jylle bring net die gees.
Ja.
Vanself.
Jy bring die brandas, ons bring die gees.
Dan sy. Wil jy nou, sê gauw vir my ander ding, met die free diving, nee? Wat is die diepste wat jy nou al gegaan het? Of is daar een rekord wat jy wil slaan vir jouself?
Glad nie. Weet jy wat, wanneer kom by, ek weet daar, free diving is ook een sport. Dis, vir my is dit meer een rekordsbreek wat vir my nie belangrik is nie. Ek denk, weet jy wat, dit is lekker om een skill te hê of iets te kan doen wat jou die permissie of wat jou kan toelaat om deel van die natuur te wees en het te sien in 'n ander manier. So mense, die eerste vraag wat mense altyd vra is, hoe lang kan jy asem op en hoe diep het jy gegaan? Dis maar natuurlik wanneer mense van, as ek kan sê,
sport,
dit is interessant hoe ons altyd iets wil meet, wat wil jy doen om die beste te hoor daarvan. En ek probeer daai stigma een bietjie te breek in die mate van, ook met vrydag, jy kan nie elke keer, as ek vir jou sê, ek kan my asem ophou vir 4 minute lang, is omdat iemand, jy leer letterlik in die swembad, en jy train om het te doen, en jy beweeg glad nie, want energie is oxygen, jy gebruik oxygen, so, al kan ek my asem nou ophou vir 3 minute, ek kan het nie in die oceaan doen nie, want ek gebruik energie as ek ingaan en uitgaan, en die punt is, dis my adventure free diving, so vir my is het om, As ek saam met 'n blue whales in Sri Lanka geduik, ek dink nie aan hoe diep is ek of hoe lank hou ek my asem op nie. Ek moet net aan my eie lyf luister. En dis hoe ons moet wees in die lewe. Elke dag is ons anders. En as ek myself aan my ego wil meet, as ek kan sê my ego in daai manier, dan kan ek my partner, want jy moet nooit alleen duik nie, stel ek hom in gevaar. So ons moet altyd net mekaar na jou eie liggaam luister en as jy saam duik, you only dive as deep as the weakest one.
Okay.
In 'n manier. So jy push nie limits nie.
Dit werk presies soos jou body system as jy met 'n suurstof tank.
Presies dieselfde. Okay. Want daar is jy moet altyd net versigtig wees want die blackouts waarvan mense praat, gebeur nie in diepte nie. Dit gebeur gewoonlik shallow
waters.
Die eerste keer toe ons geduik het sy gesê, "Okay, ek kan nie deur hierdie rek gaan." en ek was, okay, cool, so ek sien die rek daar en die deur. Toe is ek daar bo, want ek is nou al buddy. En sy gaan in die deur en ek tel, ek sê, nee. Ek so vergeet en begin ek panic. Toe swim ek op die ander kant van die boot en ek sê, piek. Wat ek nie geweet het nie was wat die deur bietjie hoor op die skip was, as het e-draai gemaak. Ek het gedink sy gaan deur swim. En ek wag op die ander kant van die skip en ek kan ons eerste dyk dive. Ek het al die stories in my kop, wat sê ek vir die mense,
ek doe nou nie freediving nie, maar ek en my man het al gedyk en is ons grootste fight gehad het, want ons kan nie praat met ons vir taal nie.
Dis wat so lekker is aan vrydag, wat ek is ook 'n scuba diver, maar freediving is in the word, it's free. En jy kan enige dag, jy gryp met jou fins, jou mask en jou weights, en jy gaan net. En jy kan opskiet waar in scuba diving kan jy nie net opskiet nie. Ek voel soms bietjie meer claustrophobic as ek scuba dive, wat ek al awesome onder water. En mense is banger vir freediving. Ek sê, jy is absoluut in control.
Exactly.
En ek denk, to be conscious of of your breath is so belangrik in alles elke dag se lewe. So dis soos 'n meditasie onder water.
Ja, maar net vir interessantheid vir my, is dit makliker om in bietjie warmer water te free dive as die koue water of maak dit nie 'n verskil nie?
Vir my is dit ek hou meer van die koue water want daar is so iets soos the mammalian dive reflex wanneer koue water op jou gesig val, gaan jou heart rate drops and so basically ons is soos the mammals. Ons is actually bedoel om in water te wees en daai koue water help jou eintlik en dit maak my baie meer bewus van die diepte. So as ek afgaan en ek is 15 meter, kan ek voel die pressure change. Waar ek soos Thailand toe gaan as ek in 20 meter, dan kom ek agter kyk op my oorloos en gaan o, gats, ek is in 20 meter, want alles voel so dik. Al die water voel dieselfde, so ek is nie bewus van van dit altyd nie. So die koue water hou jou op jou tone.
Okay,
interessant. Nou, Aunt, net so voordat ons nou by die nuwe enkelsnit uitkom. What's been happening with the music for you? You weet, wat's op die kaarte vir volgende jaar? Do you have something special lined up?
Yeah, so this is kind of a thing that we just wanted to get out before that because we knew the timing would be right with the song as well. But what's been happening as an artist and as a writer, and especially now that I'm newly inspired to want to create because of this wonderful
muse.
Because of this muse, absolutely. So I have been writing. I've got a lot of stuff coming out. I'm very, very excited about it.
Love songs?
No. Just not all love songs. I probably will have, you know, some here and there. Yeah. Stories about life. And actually just me evolving as an artist. Like the next song that I come out, I don't think people will recognize it. It's kind of a mix between Radiohead and some really heavy stuff.
I love that.
And I'm excited about it. I'm not following form anymore. There's no verse, chorus. I'm not going for radio. All respect. Of course, there'll always be radio songs. I'm that way inclined. But I also want to just hit record and sometimes do a 6-minute song of just going mull. And so that is like that's what's in the pipeline. And then we are going to collaborate. She's written a song that I've already written something on. And daar's nog 'n Afrikaans liedjie wat kan kom. Yeah, so we're just going to create. We're just going to be busy because we're in a space where that's what we want to do. We want to be in the ocean. And then when we're not in the ocean, we want to be pressing the record button and creating because we are two artists. And whatever canvas we paint on, whether it be English or Afrikaans or rock or pop, then so be it. As long as we're laughing and smiling, then why not?
Amazing, I love it. So die rede, vertel ons bietjie waar die idee vandaan gekom, wie dit geskryf het.
Wat is die rede?
So ek het dit 6 jaar gelede geskryf.
Ja.
My pa se Afrikaans is hoekom ek kan en mag. Sy naam is Andries Petrus Stefanus Brits. Ek is eintlik 'n Brits. As my ma nie getroud was nie, sou ek 'n Brits gewees het.
Ja.
En dis die waarheid. Ek het hom baie laat ontmoet. Ek was 16. Hy is in 2007 oorlede. Maar ek was totaal want ek het in Kempton Park na kleuterskool toe gegaan. Louter Kabouter, moenie lag nie.
Louter Kabouter.
Onthou hier klein dwergie. So
ja.
So ek kon altyd I flew through Afrikaans in high school. Dankie tog vir daai 2 jare in kleuterskool. And so when 6 years ago I was just writing, I was like, "Oh, I wonder how it will sound. The accent's always been pretty okay." And I thought, let me just see, because writing and music is a universal language. You know, love is love in English or Afrikaans. Mm-hmm. And I pronounce it differently, but the feeling is hopefully the same. So I wrote the song and I just parked it for a while. It was never about anyone. And this is the truth. I've often written many songs that are just a concept of what I believe the ultimate epitome of love would be. It's like the most romantic sense. I kind of put myself and go, because I kind of throw myself back to an old school gentleman, which is actually the core of me. And it's basically when I played it to her for the first time, I was like, oh my word, this is who it's for. This has actually been for you all this time.
Oh, there you go. In the aisle ensemble.
Because Will Lindley was here like a while ago and he wrote a song also for his toekomstige person. Yeah. And
Kom ons speel jullie song. Luister baie, dankie dat jullie twee hier was. Dit was verskriklik lekker. Ek kan nie wag om jullie terug te hê nie.
Met die ander Afrikaanse goed of even die Engelse goed.
Dankie. Jullie
is welkom.
Thanks so much for the support.
Dankie vir die music. Hulle het nou vergeet, maar hulle mense het hulle laat weet die music video is uit.
Ja, it's op my YouTube page.
Yes, en hy drop môre op al die streamdienste.
So gaan
midnight on.
Pre-save. You can pre-save.
Just stay awake till midnight and play have a midnight party.
Jam it. Tanya en Aris morgenoggend op die groot ontbyt, so skakel in op TV.
Hier sê nou, vir jou luisterplesier, die rede, Art Matthews, Tanya van Graan, Groot FM.
Kuier maandag tot vrijdag saam, Dobie en Nina, 3 tot 6, net hier, op die Groot Trek, op Groot FM 90.5.